Zakte Helge Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Yevamis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Beis Shammai, Matirin Atzoras Liachim. Everything we learned till now about the Tzor of an Erva, that's only according to the Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai say that if my daughter is married to my brother and he has another wife, the Tzara is mutter to me. Beis Shammai matirin atzaras liachem. The Beis Shammai are matir the tzaras. The tzaras of an erva to the brothers. They don't darshan that pasuk that says that they're asur. The Beis Hillel are the ones who say it's asur. Whatever we learned till now is according to the Beis Hillel. Yes, this is not the norm. Normally the Beis Shammai are more strict than the Beis Hillel. But in this case, the Beis Hillel are more strict than the Beis Shammai. Now, it's not always a chumrah or a kula. Sometimes it's both. L'mashal. Let's say my daughter was talking married to my brother. My brother passed away and we did chalitza. According to the Beis Hillel, that chalitza is meaningless. There was no chiyuv yivam. It's like doing chalitza stam with a lady. It doesn't mean anything. But according to the Beis Shammai, where I could be miyavim, the other wife, then that chalitza is a real chalitza. And therefore, because a kohen cannot marry a woman that performed chalitza, so Beis Shammai poislim in akohuna. The Beis Shammai would say that this tzara can no longer marry a kohen because she had chalitza. Or Beis Hillel, machshirim, the Beis Hillel will say that chalitza doesn't mean anything. And therefore she could marry a kohen. Nisiavmu. Now here it's the other way. Here it's going to come out with the Beis Hillel al chumra and the Beis Shammai al kula. Reuven's daughter was married to Shimon, his brother. Shimon passes away. Reuven is miyavim, the other wife, which he's allowed to do according to the Beis Shammai. And now Reuven died. Could the almana marry a kohen? Remember, an almana can marry a kohen. She can't marry a kohen gadol. But an almana can marry a kohen. A grusha can't marry a kohen. But any woman that was married to someone she was not allowed to cannot marry a kohen. But in this case, it's not a problem. Beis Shammai machshir. The Beis Shammai say, it's mutavir to marry a kohen. I, Reuven, was miyavi matzaras herva, according to the Beis Shammai. Just the opposite. Reuven was mekayim a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yivam. Well, Beis Hillel poison, but the Beis Hillel say that if Reuven was miyavim the tzaras herva, that means she was married to someone she was not allowed to be married to, she is now also to marry any kohen. Now the Mishnah tells us the fascinating thing. Afalpi, even though, she'elu oisrin ve'elu matirin. The Beis Hillel asked to marry a tzaras erva. And the Beis Shammai say, it's mutter. Elu paislin ve'elu machshirin. Even though, according to these two shitas, the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, some of them would passel a lady for marrying a kohen, the other would say she's kosher. So I would think maybe kohanim from the Beis Shammai would never marry someone from the Beis Hillel. Who knows what's going on over there? And Kehanim from the Beis Hillel would never marry someone from the Beis Shammai. Zok the Mishnah, no. Loi nimnu. The Beis Shammai did not hold themselves back. Melisa noshim Beis Hillel for marrying women of Beis Hillel. V'loi Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel didn't stop themselves from doing shiduchim, marrying women of Beis Shammai. They would simply ask, was there any Inyan of a Tzaras Erev over here? They trusted each other. If Taka someone married a Tzaras Erva, according to the Beis Shammai, so someone the Beis Hillel wouldn't marry her. Well, the same is soon been again of the other cases in the Mishnah. But it was never like, no. Well, it never have anything to do with you. That never happened. Furthermore, says the Mishnah in a similar vein, kol taharais v'atumais, things that al pi halacha may be tar, or tameh, she'elu matarin ve'elu matamin, where between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, certain things were considered tameh, according to the other, certain things were considered tahar. So again, maybe they would never borrow any kalim. No, I'm not borrowing kalim from you. You have different halachas than me. No, like nimnu oisin taharis. Those that prepared tardika foods never held themselves back. Elu al gabi elu. They borrowed kalim from each other. They lived good with each other. They trusted each other. And they would always tell the other side, be careful with that, because according to you, it's tameh. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that the Beis Shammai are matir Tzara Serva. After all we learned till now, we're told that's only according to the Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai say it's mutter. So according to the Beis Shammai, if my daughter and another woman were married to my brother dies, I could marry the other woman. I could be miyavim, the other woman. Beis Hillel are the ones who say that it's aser. If I did chalitza to the other woman, that's a real chalitza according to the Beis Shammai. If there's yivim, there's chalitza, and therefore she's possible to a kayin, because the chalitza is aser to a kayin. But according to the Beis Hillel, it's a meaningless chalitza. There never was a chiyav yivim. If a person was miyavim at Tzara Serva, and he died, the Beis Shammai would say, she's still mutter to a kayin. She was married to a person she was allowed to be married to. The Beis Hillel say, no, she wasn't allowed to be married to him. And if a lady is married to someone she's not allowed to be married to, she's possible to a kayin afterwards. And then the Mishnah told us that even though they had such different shitas, they trusted each other. People from Beis Shammai married women from Beis Hillel, the other way around. They would let them know. You should know, according to you, you can't marry her. And for that matter, even though many places the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel argue over Tumah and Tahara, they borrowed kelim from each other. They trusted each other. Although Shas is full of machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they always treated each other with the utmost respect. They were makayim the pasuk, the Gemara says, Emes v'shalom ehavu. The love for emes doesn't affect people's relationships. When people have shitas that aren't l'shem ha'emes, that's when they get into fights.